¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
Midnight has passed, and in the stillness of these hours, the hauntings are never silent. This is Real Ghost Stories Online. After midnight.
The house looked harmless from the road. It sat back from the gravel drive with a wide patch of yard around it, the kind of place that seemed quieter than it really was. There were fields beyond it, a few trees pushed off to one side, and not much else close enough to make the place feel connected to anything. During the day, it passed for ordinary. It was just another old rental in the country, the sort of house people moved into because it was available, affordable, and far enough out that no one expected much from it besides space. At first, that was exactly what it was. When they moved in, there wasn't anything dramatic about the house itself. It was older, but not in the polished or charming way people like to talk about. It had the kind of age that showed in uneven floors, doors that didn't quite sit right in their frames, and rooms that never felt the same temperature twice. Some parts of it were emptier than others, not because no one wanted to use them, but because they seemed easier to leave alone. That was especially true upstairs. The upper floor had a different feel from the rest of the house, more shut in somehow, as if the air stayed there longer than it should have. One room led into another in a way that made the whole section feel slightly disconnected from the rest of the house, less like bedrooms and more like a place that had once been used for something else. You couldn't have said exactly why it felt off, at least not in the beginning, but neither of them liked spending time up there. They told themselves that was normal. Old houses have rooms like that, spaces that make no practical sense, corners that hold shadows differently, hallways that seem longer at night than they do during the day. Once you start looking at a place that way, it becomes easy to blame anything strange on the house itself instead of asking whether something stranger is happening inside it. That was what they did for a while. It started with small things, the kind people dismiss because they don't seem worth the trouble of explaining. A sound somewhere in the house when no one else was moving. The sense that something had shifted in a room they had just left, even though nothing was visibly different when they went back to check. Now and then the dog would stop what she was doing and stare toward the stairs as if she had heard something from above, only to lose interest a second later and go back to normal. Nothing held long enough to become proof. That was what made it easy to live there. If anything had happened in a clear, undeniable way, it might have forced them to leave sooner, or at least to admit that the place unsettled them more than they wanted to say. But the house never gave them that. It only gave them pieces, small enough to carry around without needing to fit them together. His mother tried harder than he did to make the place feel ordinary. That was partly because she had to. She was the adult, the one signing the lease and deciding what they could afford. The one who had to keep moving through the rooms like there was nothing unusual about them. When something strange happened, she always had an explanation ready, even if it was only half convincing. The house settled. The pipes were old. The wind carried sound strangely out there in the country. Every odd thing could be folded into something practical, if you were willing to do it. Most of the time, he let her. It was easier than admitting he hated being in certain parts of the house alone. The back part of it bothered him most, not because it looked different, but because it seemed to absorb sound. If someone was in the kitchen and someone else was in the living room, their voices should have carried clearly from one room to the next. Instead, the house seemed to swallow conversation in odd places, leaving little pockets of quiet where there shouldn't have been any. You could stand there and still hear the television from the next room, but it would sound farther away than it should have, like the house was deciding what to let through and what to keep to itself. That kind of thing gets under your skin after a while, not all at once, not in a way that lets you point to a single moment and say that was when it changed. It happens gradually, with enough small incidents peeling up that you start adjusting without realizing it. You stop going upstairs unless you need to. You call out before turning corners because you would rather know where the other person is than be surprised. You leave lights on in rooms you aren't using because darkness in that house never felt neutral. Still, for all the unease the place carried, nothing about it felt openly threatening. That was important. If the house had felt violent or aggressive, the story would have gone in a different direction from the start. Instead, it felt watchful in a way that was harder to name, and because it was harder to name, easier to tolerate. They were uncomfortable there, but discomfort can be managed. People live with discomfort all the time. Then one afternoon, something happened that changed the shape of all of it. The day itself had been ordinary enough. The light outside had that flat look country afternoons sometimes get, where the yard seems too still and the quiet around the house feels deeper than usual. Nothing in particular had gone wrong, no build-up, no string of strange events leading toward the moment that mattered. If anything, the lack of drama around it was part of what made it stick. He was in the living room, half paying attention to the television, while his mother was outside near the back of the house doing laundry. That arrangement was normal. The door to the porch had been open earlier, and even after it closed, the sense of someone being just outside remained. It was the kind of afternoon where you always knew where the other person was without needing to check. He could hear faint movement from the back whenever the house went quiet enough. It didn't feel like being alone. That was why he reacted immediately when he heard her call his name. There was nothing strange about the voice at first. It wasn't loud, and it wasn't distorted in the way ghost stories always try to describe. It sounded like his mother, close enough and clear enough that he didn't stop to question it. It sounded urgent in a way she rarely used, not shouting exactly, but tense enough to make him move before he had time to think about why. He got up and headed toward the back of the house. The moment passed so quickly he might have forgotten the exact timing of it later, if not for what came next. He rounded the corner, expecting to find her in the doorway or on the porch waiting for him, expecting some ordinary reason for being called that would make the whole thing disappear into the rest of the day. Instead, he found her already looking at him. Not casually. Not the way someone looks up when you finally answer them after they have called twice. She was staring at him. With the same confusion he was already beginning to feel. For a second, neither of them said anything. It was only a pause, but it held just long enough for the air between them to change. The kind of pause where both people realize at the same moment that they are not standing inside the same version of events anymore. Then she asked him if he had heard it. That was the moment the house stopped feeling merely uneasy and became something else entirely. For a second, neither of them moved. It wasn't a long pause, but it was enough for both of them to realize they weren't reacting to the same thing. He had come into the room expecting an answer, something simple that would explain why she had called for him. Instead, he found her watching him with the same uncertainty he was already starting to feel. She asked again if he had heard it. He told her yes. That was when her expression changed, not into fear, not immediately, but into something tighter, more focused, like she was trying to work through what had just happened before letting herself react to it. She said she hadn't called him. She hadn't said anything at all. She had been outside the whole time, moving laundry from one side of the porch to the other, not even thinking about him being inside. The explanation came quickly, but it didn't settle anything. If anything, it made the moment feel more defined. He knew what he had heard. It hadn't been distant or unclear. It hadn't sounded like something carried in from outside or distorted by the house. It had sounded like her close enough and clear enough that he had moved without thinking about it. That was the part that didn't fit. They stood there for a few seconds longer, both of them waiting for something else to happen that might explain it. The house stayed quiet. No sound came from the hallway. No movement followed the voice. Whatever had happened had already finished. That should have been enough to let it go. It wasn't. They went back into the living room together, neither of them saying much at first. The television was still on, the same low noise filling the space, but it felt different now. not louder or quieter, just separate from everything else in a way that made it harder to focus on. He kept expecting her to say something else, to suggest an explanation, or to brush it off the way she usually did when something didn't make sense. But she didn't. She sat down still thinking, still trying to place it into something that felt normal, and when she finally spoke again, it wasn't to explain it. It was to ask where he had heard it from. That question stayed with him. Not what it sounded like, not how clear it had been, but where it had come from. He tried to answer it, replaying the moment the way you do when something doesn't sit right. But the more he thought about it, the less certain he became. It hadn't come from the porch. That much he knew. If she had called from outside, even through the door, it would have carried differently. It would have sounded farther away, less direct. This hadn't sounded like that. It had felt like it came from inside the house, from somewhere just beyond where he had been sitting. That didn't leave many options. The hallway behind him, the kitchen, somewhere close enough that it didn't need to travel to reach him. But none of those places made sense. She listened while he tried to explain it, but the more he talked, the less it seemed to help. There wasn't anything solid to point to, nothing that could be tested or confirmed. It had happened, and now it was over, leaving only the memory of it behind. That was what made it hard to ignore. If it had been unclear, if there had been any doubt about what he had heard, it might have been easier to move past. But there wasn't any doubt. The voice had been exact. Not similar, not close enough to mistake for something else. Exact. That was the word that kept coming back. Then they stayed inside for the rest of the afternoon. Neither of them suggested going back out right away. The idea of stepping away from the house, even for a few minutes, didn't feel right anymore. It wasn't fear, not in the way people usually describe it, but a kind of awareness that hadn't been there before. The house felt different now, not because anything had changed, but because something had happened that didn't fit into the way they had been understanding it. The smaller things they had noticed before didn't feel the same anymore. The sounds, the shifting air, the quiet pockets in the back of the house. Before, those had been easy to explain, or at least easy to dismiss. Now they felt connected to something else, something that had crossed a line those smaller moments never had. It had spoken. That was what made the difference. Up until that point, everything about the house had stayed just outside of that. It had made noise, shifted in small ways, drawn attention without ever fully stepping into it. This hadn't stayed outside of anything. It had moved directly into the space where it could be heard and understood without question. And it had chosen her voice. That was the part neither of them said out loud, and they didn't need to. It was already there between them. The voice hadn't just been clear, it had been specific. It had used the exact tone he expected, the exact inflection that made him respond without hesitation. That wasn't something the house could do. Not in the way they had understood it before. As the afternoon moved toward evening, the feeling didn't go away. It settled into the house instead, not strong enough to force a reaction, but present in a way that made everything else feel slightly off. The familiar parts of the house stayed the same, but the understanding of them had shifted just enough that they didn't fit as easily as they had before. Nothing else happened. No second voice, no sound to follow the first one, no movement that could be tied directly to it. If anything, the quiet that followed made it stand out more, because whatever had happened hadn't needed to repeat itself to be understood. It had already been clear the first time, and neither of them had any idea what they had actually heard. They didn't stay in the house that night, and the decision didn't take much discussion to reach. By the time evening settled in, it was already understood between them that neither one wanted to be there after dark. The house didn't feel dangerous in a way that demanded urgency, but it no longer felt like a place they could relax into either. And that was enough to make leaving the easier choice. They drove for a while without any clear destination, just moving to put distance between themselves and the house. The conversation came and went in uneven stretches, circling back to the same point each time without ever landing anywhere useful. No matter how they approached it, the detail that refused to shift was the same one that had started everything. It had sounded exactly like her. not close enough to mistake, not similar in tone or timing, exact in a way that didn't leave room for interpretation, which was what made it impossible to explain away. Every attempt to soften it or reframe it ran into that same problem, and eventually the conversation fell off again, leaving them both sitting with it in silence. When they returned later that night, the house looked no different than it had before. The lights came on in stages, filling the rooms in pieces, and from the outside it gave no indication that anything unusual had happened there at all. That normalcy should have helped, but instead it made the earlier moment feel more isolated, as if it had existed completely separate from the space it had happened in. Inside, nothing had shifted. The furniture was where they had left it. The air still held that same quiet, and the familiar layout of the house hadn't changed in any way that could be pointed to. They moved through the rooms more carefully now, not out of panic, but with a kind of awareness that hadn't been there before. Lights stayed on longer, doors were left open instead of closed, and the small habits that had once made the house easier to live in no longer felt automatic. They were paying attention now, and that changed the way everything felt. At some point, they both ended up back in the living room, sitting in roughly the same places they had been earlier that day. The television was on, but neither of them was really watching it. The sound filled the space without anchoring anything, just enough to keep the quiet from settling too heavily between them. Even so, they were listening. Not for anything specific, not expecting the voice to come again, but aware enough of the house now that silence didn't feel neutral anymore. It felt like something they were wading through, something that could change at any moment without warning. But nothing did. The house stayed still. The back hallway didn't carry any sound, and the upstairs remained as quiet as it had been when they left. Even the smaller details that had once stood out, the faint creaks, the shifting air, the subtle noises that had always been easy to dismiss, seemed to settle into the background. The house felt contained, almost as if it had returned to a version of itself that wasn't offering anything more. That should have made it easier to let go of what had happened earlier, and instead, it made it feel more complete, because the absence of anything else didn't explain the voice. It confirmed that it hadn't needed to repeat itself. Whatever had happened had been clear the first time, and it hadn't required anything further to make its point. That gave the moment a weight the rest of the house never had. The smaller things they had experienced before could always be questioned or explained away if they needed to be. They didn't force a conclusion. They left room for doubt. This didn't work that way. The voice had crossed into something direct, something specific. His mother had heard it, but not the way he had. She hadn't been the one called, hadn't been pulled into the moment in the same way he had been. The experience connected them just enough to confirm that something had happened, but it didn't place them inside it equally. That difference mattered. It meant the moment hadn't belonged to both of them, even though they were standing in the same house when it happened. It had been directed, focused in a way that separated him from everything else around him, including her. They didn't talk about that part out loud. There wasn't any need to. It was already understood in the way the conversation avoided certain details, circling around the event without ever fully stepping into it again. The house remained quiet through the rest of the night, holding steady in a way that felt almost deliberate, as if whatever had happened earlier had reached a point and simply stopped. By the time they went to bed, everything looked exactly as it always had. That didn't bring any comfort. Because the house hadn't returned to normal, it had just gone still, and that felt like something else entirely. In the weeks that followed, nothing like that moment happened again. The smaller things faded back into the background the way they always had, and the unease of the house became easier to manage once there was nothing new to attach it to. They moved through their routines, used the rooms the way they needed to, and for a while, it almost felt like the afternoon had been an isolated moment that didn't connect to anything else. But it never fully disappeared, not in the way things usually do when they lose their place over time. If anything, it stayed sharper, more defined, because there was one part of it that never changed, no matter how much distance they put between themselves and that day. It had sounded exactly like her. and there was no reason for that to happen the way it did. Not in that house, not at that moment, and not in a way that reached one of them more clearly than the other. That was the part that stayed with him, not what it was, just the certainty that it hadn't been meant for both of them.
Want more real ghost stories? Then press subscribe now so you don't miss any of the multiple new ghost stories we drop for you every day. Only here at Real Ghost Stories Online.